So you're raising a very good observation. We learned that if we fear something, Rabbeinu Yonah and others teach that not only is it an aveira to not have bitachon and to fear other people and things, etc. Obviously, within our capacity, as we've said many times, we can only do the best that we can. Hashem doesn't expect us to be better than our maximum capacity. So if we automatically, naturally fear something, that's okay. But to do our real utmost best to grow in bitachon, that we get to places that we don't fear other people, other things. Whilst at the same time, we learn from Rabbeinu Yonah and others that if we do fear something, we actually, God forbid, can attract that thing from to come about. It's almost like a magnet, the way they explain it, the way that Rabbeinu Yonah and others, and Rabbeinu Salevi brings it down also, that it's almost like a magnet. That like I say, like if we're not fearing that thing, then there's less chance of it happening. When we start fearing something, it's almost in the spiritual realms creates a certain type of magnet that makes that gives that thing more of a chance to come about. And your question is, if Hashem runs everything and Einod Nilvado, then how come we can impact anything at all? How come our actions can make something come about? Surely Hashem runs the show. So that's a great question. And the truth of the matter, and its ultimate truth, Einod Milvado means Einod Milvado. There's only Hashem. Hashem exclusively runs the show 100%. But that means to say beyond any and every other factor. That means even in theory, if you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't be hungry because Hashem's running the show. But Hashem created a system. In the physical realms, we understand it. For example, if you're hungry, you have to eat. If you don't eat, you feel hungry. Again, in its true core, Hashem could make a person not feel hungry even if they haven't eaten, because Einod Milvado, but that's usually not how things work. There is a system Hashem created. You can call it the natural way of this world. And similarly, in the spiritual worlds, there is a natural way things work. And that's why we have to at certain times do certain spiritual procedures, certain mitzvahs that awaken certain midas of rachamim, etc., of Hashem. There's many mitzvahs. For example, the one we know with Shiloach HaKen. Shiloach HaKen, the Zohar says that when a person does Shiloach HaKen, suddenly there's a tremendous outpouring of rachamim, of Hashem's loving mercy to the Jewish people, etc. Again, but why? Why? In the sense, we should ask, why do our things affect the heavenly realms in any way? But in a sense, the difficulty is that we relate a lot more to the physical world, to this physical world, much more than we do to the spiritual world, because this is where we live. And it's easier for us to understand that in this physical world, there is a certain system of rules. It's, again, Hashem can always break nature, but usually things operate in a certain way. And in the same vein, when it comes to the spiritual realms, there are certain systems of how things usually work. Again, Hashem can bypass anything, but the heavenly realms and the heavenly systems are much, much more real and concrete than this physical world. This physical world is a dilution of all the spiritual worlds coming down to this physical world. The spiritual realms have real systems, real angels with their roles and how it works and what happens, etc. Again, Hashem can, in theory, always bypass anything, but usually there is a system. So, and when how we qualify to bypass the system, both in this physical world and the spiritual world, is obviously got many, many different details and Hashem's considerations and certain things that we cannot understand. But the bottom line is that usually the way we have to assume things is that we're looking forward, always, just like in the physical world, we have to do the best that we can to make things happen, to do our ishtadlus, to make things work in this world, to be successful in whatever we're trying to do. And on hindsight, when we can't do any more ishtadlus, or if we did the wrong ishtadlus, etc., we say, you know what, Hashem, even though I did the wrong ishtadlus, I know that you are beyond this physical world, you are beyond nature, etc. And the same principle should be applied to our spiritual endeavors. Looking forward, we got to do everything we can to avoid fear, because if we have one of the reasons, if we have fear, we absolutely can attract that item to come to, God forbid, come to us more than it would have come if we didn't fear it. That's looking forward. But God forbid, on hindsight, if I did fear something, I didn't know about this, or something's too big for me and I am fearing, that's a time then just to say, you know what, Hashem, you're beyond all of this. Einod Milvado, there's not even a spiritual, natural way of things working. So I hope that helps a little bit. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be privileged to the tremendous emunah and be talking that all these things ultimately lead us to. But not even have to go anywhere near fear and all these things, but rather be in a place of real emunah and be talking in Hashem.